The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And wow, thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. As you have heard me say for now the past several months, we are so, so very happy to be connecting with all of you and to still be here connecting with all of you. This is our 10th anniversary year, which we're celebrating, and celebrating in it just an enormous way. For those of you that are listening to the show and have been doing so for so long, thank you so much for hanging in there with us, for being open to a new kind of talk radio that 10 years ago didn't exist. I was talking with someone the other day, one of my colleagues, and we were chatting a little bit about the fact that we're still here. And, and for me, I never thought I wouldn't be here, but I didn't know how I would be here. I didn't know that 10 years later, I would be sitting here again connecting with someone I have so honored in his work, in his journey, in his authenticity, in his soul connection with so many people. And that's Gary Zukav. I get to chat with him today. Gary is someone that inspired me and literally helped me change my life. Many of you may have seen him on Oprah. You certainly know his book, The Seat of the Soul. We get to now chat about the 25th anniversary edition that has an incredible study guide in it. And, Oprah says something interesting in the book. She, of course, writes something so powerful in here. But what she says is that she talks about the fact that had she not read this book, connected with Gary early on, that she probably would not have started her own network. Now, I have to tell you that when you read that, you think, wow. Well, I want to just share something really interesting about my own personal journey. When I met Gary, back, as some people say, back in the day of early, starting out early in the Dr. Pat Show. It wasn't even called the Dr. Pat Show. And this amazing, amazing individual who I had so honored and whose book also changed my life, agreed to do a show with me, agreed to do a show with this independent radio host that pretty much hanging out here, not necessarily Oprah, but he agreed to do it. And it was so amazing to me. I felt like a kid in a candy store of sorts that I got to talk with, the individual that so helped me get through my life at some of the most trying times I had ever been through. And one of the things that I love about this book and the many things Gary talks about is, he talks about what it is in our lives that we can truly embrace, but what this journey of the soul is like. One of the things that I was caught by in this book was he talks about each choice of fear, anger, jealousy, and vengefulness is a choice to evolve unconsciously through the painful, destructive consequences that fear creates. And each choice of love, gratitude, patience, and appreciation is a choice to evolve consciously through the healthy, constructive consequence that love creates. Now, I am so grateful and have been grateful for the many, many things that I've learned from Gary. I've learned from his work. I've learned from his workshops. I've gotten to see him in person, and live and breathe the essence of what he's discovered and willingly agreed to share with all of us. You know, many of us understand the essence of what happens in life, but we don't necessarily understand the essence of what's possible. And thanks to Gary, The Seed of the Soul, and the many, many other books that he has written, the many days that he has stood up in front of people and has just shared his journey honestly, authentically, and truthfully, it has been an inspiration for many of us. And, you know, for me, I don't know that I would have been able to get through a doctoral program without reading his book and understanding the journey that I was on, the best that I could at the time, I will say that. Or when this show showed up 10 years ago, been able to say yes to it and hang in the strength of that place of love and invite many people to join me and literally change the landscape of talk radio. If it wasn't for Gary, if it wasn't for, you know, his work, if it wasn't for setting the pathway and opening the energetic doors for us to step through, I, like Oprah, am not sure that I would have done all the things that I've done. And in the spirit of contributing to you all. And here's what I love about today. I get to talk with him again. I get to honor who Gary Zukav is. I get to invite all of you that may or may not have heard about him to understand that there now are new ways for you to connect with Gary, the tools he's provided, and of course, this 25th anniversary edition, The Seed of the Soul. And so all of you, please, please invite yourselves to step into this place that I had the honor and the presence to step into many years ago when a friend of mine accidentally, and it was an accident, but it's not, handed me a copy of The Seed of the Soul. Gary, it's so great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat. It's a delight to be here again.
I'm sure you've heard many, many times how your work, the book, the original book, The Seed of the Soul, has touched the lives of many, many people. And in more ways than one. You know, I remember it being in the middle of a presentation to an orals committee, and I remember in many, many moments as I was being, you know, hammered with questions and challenged, and it was one of the most interesting, if not powerful, experience of my life. And I stepped out of the room. Actually, they asked me to leave the room. And I stepped out of the room, and I had a toolkit with me at the time to prepare myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And part of that toolkit was the book, The Seed of the Soul. I know you've heard this many times, but how have things changed for you since writing that first book and being here today to talk about this 25th anniversary? And congratulations, Gary.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Well, things have changed a lot. when I first wrote the book, I was a recluse. I was living on a mountain, Mount Shasta, California, and spending most of my time in the backcountry. Now, I live in Ashland, Oregon. Because of my friend Oprah Winfrey, we became friends through the Seed of the Soul. I have now become so interested in people and so engaged with what's happening in our world now that the idea of being a recluse seems not possible for me any longer. I've met so many wonderful people, and the important thing is I've seen the world change in the ways that the Seed of the Soul described 25 years ago. Mm. And this book is more relevant now than it was then, and it will continue to become more relevant for the next 100 years, and probably for the next, yes, about that, for the next 3 generations or so, because we are in the midst of an unprecedented transformation in human consciousness. It doesn't get any bigger than this. The only thing comparable to this transformation, pardon me, is the genesis of humanity. We are expanding beyond the limitations of the five senses, beyond what we can see and taste and touch and hear and smell. And this is changing everything. Beginning to sense ourselves is more than we thought, is more than bodies and minds. We're beginning to sense our lives as more than random, but as meaningful and purposeful. We're beginning to sense the universe with a capital U as alive and wise and compassionate. We're seeing a new understanding of power. We're experiencing a new understanding of power. The old understanding is manipulation and control and the ability to do that. And the new understanding of power is the alignment of the personality with the soul, with harmony, with cooperation, with sharing, with reverence for life. It's creating a life of joy and purpose and vitality and meaning and fulfillment. That's our future if we're going to evolve. All of that is what I've seen actually come into being, starting to come into being. Most of what we see around us now is the inertial overhang of millennia of evolving through the pursuit of external power. All of our social structures, all of our international relations, almost all of our intercorporate relations, and many, many of our interpersonal relations still reflect the understanding of power as the ability to manipulate and to control. In other words, corporations and nations, corporations fight with each other, nations fight with each other for the same reason that children fight with each other. They want to control each other. But that kind of power is now destructive. It's poisonous. It's toxic. And all of this is becoming more and more visible in the last 25 years. In the next 25 years and the next 25 years beyond that, it will become even more unmistakable.
Gary, you know, I so love connecting with you again. It is as if it was just yesterday where we were speaking, and it feels like that in so many ways. I want to take a short break when we come back. I would love to talk with you about the call to action for us, for those people that listen to the show that so are drawn to the life of the outer world, to a sense of fulfillment that they believe will happen by that next bauble, by that next action, by that next love affair, by that next drink, whatever that is. And talk with Gary Zukav, for all of you out there, my very special guest today, about what this is that each of us can learn, understand, and bring forth in our lives. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. For those of you out there that also cannot call in, because I know many of you listen to the show from work because we get text messages from you and instant messages, you can go to the drpatshow.com. And when you go there, on the right-hand side, you can type in your question for Gary, and I'll make sure we get it to him. Gary Zukoff is my very special guest today, The Seed of the Soul, the 25th anniversary edition. This book is phenomenal. The study guide and the approach, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, is exactly what we need in this day and age to be completely immersed in the truth of who we are. And this is really, for me, an honor to be able to talk with Gary again about this and about his journey and about what the invitation is for all of us. Gary, thank you so much for joining me here today. I do later on in the show want to talk about, you know, what this book now invites people to do. You know, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about, you know me, I love questions, right? I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the many, many things you talk about in the book. One of the things I was struck by was the conversation on reverence. And, you know, you talk about reverence as an attitude of honoring life. And I was really struck by this chapter. You know, Gary, I've read everything you've written. I've watched you online. I've been to your workshops. But for some reason, this process is, you know, in honoring reverence really struck me. Is it the time that I'm living in or we're living in? Or what is it about this conversation about reverence that might be hitting a chord?
Well, reverence is at the heart of creating authentic power. Reverence is a holy perception. It is seeing the value of life with a capital L. It is recognizing that life is in and of itself valuable. It's seeing divinity wherever you look. It's not possible to be a reverent person and not revere everyone. In other words, you can respect one person and not respect another person. But if you revere another person, you revere everyone.
Mm.
As you create authentic power, you align your personality with your soul through emotional awareness and with the force of your own will, with your choices. And as you do, you align yourself with those parts of your personality that are grateful and appreciative and caring and patient and content and in awe of life. And as you do that, you begin to see others like yourself as a soul. Reverence is a soul-to-soul perception.
You know, Gary, one of the things that, you know, I've said before is when I was going through an education program and I was studying the consequences of broken promises, talk about an insult to the soul. I was going through the process and I studied this for 8 years in many ways. And I remember being asked a number of questions during this proposal, this proposition I had in front of a committee. And they sent me out of the room 3 times. And no one had ever been asked to leave a room at a proposal presentation like this ever in the history of this school. And I remember going out, and the last time I went out, I took my briefcase or backpack with me. And I was in the hall, and in my backpack, I had the seed of the soul. And I remember opening it up randomly to some page. And I spent the next however many minutes it was reading. And when I went back in, I was different. I can't explain it, but I know that I've heard this from so many people, Gary, about what this is about, what's presented in the book and now in the 25th anniversary edition. And I would love for you to talk about what happens to us when we open our hearts and our minds and our souls to hearing these messages.
Well, as you begin to move toward the energy of your soul, that energy soothes you. That's what you experienced. It soothed you and nurtured you, because when you're caught up in the matterness of the world, in physical events, in physical circumstances, and that's all you can see, and you're attached to them, and they're ever so important, you're losing power. And you don't have the benefit of the calming, supportive, nurturing energy of the soul, which is at your core. Creating authentic power is learning to continually be in that energy. And you do it by finding all of the parts of your personality that are not that way, that are angry or jealous or resentful or superior or inferior, and challenging them, becoming aware of them, and instead of acting on them, acting on the most loving parts of your personality that you can access in that moment again and again and again. That's how you create authentic power. And so when you open the seat of the soul, it's about that, no matter what page you're reading,
right,
or what the topic of that page is. And when you're open to changing yourself, when you're open to a life of substance and meaning and creativity and vitality, when you're open to your own fulfillment and giving the gifts that you were born to give, you don't automatically become that way. But sometimes you have moments of grace, like what you're describing, and you get an opportunity to experience what your life would be like without fear, or with the impersonal perspective of the soul. And then the rest of it is up to you. You'll have other moments of grace, and you can always meditate and return to the seat of the soul, which means to a reminder that you are a powerful, compassionate, and loving spirit, and that you are creating continually, and that the only thing standing between you and the life that you want to live are matters of choice, your choice.
Mm.
And your life gives you continual opportunities to practice this.
Yeah, Gary, you know, one of the things that I also was really struck by is how now, when I read this again in this beautiful, beautiful 25th anniversary edition of the book, you know, how powerful this message has become, the invitation to learn, the invitation to grow. Are we in a place globally now where we are able to look at one of the essences of who we are, that, you know, we look at the essence, the soul. Are we at a place to take this in now and create positive change?
Well, the question is, am I in a place to do that now?
Yeah, that's right.
And the answer is, if you're listening to this program, yes, you are. And that's the only place you can make the change that counts in the world, is in yourself. As you look around you, you'll see that our entire world reflects the perception of power as external, as the ability to manipulate and to control. The energy of the soul is the energy of harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And as you become authentically powerful yourself, you model that, and you also begin to contribute that to the collectives in which you participate, your family, your town, your school, your workplace, and so on, into larger and larger collectives, your nation, and the collective of humanity. At the moment, when you look around, you'll see that the energy of the soul is entirely absent, for example, at the level of interaction between nations. And it's entirely absent at the level of interaction between international corporations. The question is it present in you? Because when we were 5th century, we used to think, what good is it if I become a better person, if no one else becomes a better person? As we become multi-sensory, as our perception expands beyond the limitations of our 5 senses, and we begin to sense ourselves as more than bodies and minds, as creating in powerful ways, we begin to see or sense that the ramification or the influence of our creations, which means our choices of intentions, extend far beyond what we can see. If you say to yourself, well, the world is brutal and cruel, it's savage in many ways, what good can I do? You disempower yourself. When you create authentic power, you come to terms with the aspects of your personality that are painful and destructive, such as your anger and your jealousy, your resentment, your vengefulness, your need to get even, your need to exploit someone psychologically, sexually, emotionally, financially, and you challenge that part of your personality for you, not because you want to go to heaven, not because you want to be admired, but because you have decided that you are going to change yourself. And by the way, you won't change until that happens. But when you do apply your commitment and courage to your own self-transformation, when you begin to develop emotional awareness and practice responsible choice, then you begin to change, your experiences begin to change, your life begins to change, and your world begins to change. When I was in the Army, when I was a Green Beret or a Special Forces officer, I was angry. I was sexually addicted. I was resentful. I wasn't a very pleasant person, although I thought I was pretty cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if someone had said to me in those days, you know, this is a loving world, I'd have said, you're crazy. Open your eyes. Well, it might have been that person's eyes were open, as mine were, but all he was seeing was love and all I was seeing was fear, because I hadn't challenged frightened parts of my personality. But now I've learned how to do that, and I love sharing how to do that, because I cannot change anyone, and neither can you, and no one listening to us can change anyone else, but you can change yourself. And you can help others change themselves That's spiritual partnership, partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth.
Mm.
So as I look around, is the world changing? Yes, I'm changing, and that's changing the world. But I also see it reflected in others, such as you and the people who listen to this show. I see it in so many ways. I see the dissolution of our social structures that's happening before our eyes, and at the same time, the emergence of other social structures that reflect the values of the soul. For example, we look at the healthcare system, and we see that it's disintegrating. It's becoming non-functional.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about this complex of hospitals, insurance companies, and physicians. And the system is now more concerned with its own survival than with the health of the people in the system. That's evident to everyone. No matter how good a person the physician is. So what can we do about this? At the same time, a multi-billion dollar industry has arisen in alternative health modalities and supplements and that people are using to participate in the creation of their own health. And key to that is self-responsibility and awareness. In every aspect of our lives, personal or collective, we can see that we are in new evolutionary territory. The pursuit of external power now produces only violence and destruction. And the creation of authentic power alone can create fulfillment, meaning, purpose, and joy. You can pursue external power and be happy for a little while when you get what a frightened part of your personality wants. Another person, a Mercedes, some money. But as soon as you lose it, as soon as the person goes somewhere else or someone runs into your Mercedes or you lose the money, then you dive down, you go to the bottom of the roller coaster. Because external power comes and goes, it can be gained and lost and found and inherited and stolen, like the value of a stock portfolio.
Mm.
But when you create authentic power, you create a life of joy. And joy is something that you ignite inside yourself. And it's independent of external circumstances. So the seat of the soul is about how to do this. It's about how to bring this into your life. That's the study guide aspect that you talked about.
Right, right. I really think that the study guide aspect of this is brilliant. And, you know, part of this is for people like me, Gary, I love the idea of being able to be a student. You know, I've been a student most of my life for a lot of reasons. And, you know, I was really struck by what you just said because I have literally bought in to the illusion of that. I have built so many what we think are palaces, right? The car, the home, and I've lost it. I was homeless at 17, lost everything, struck by a very, very serious illness 10 years ago. And did go the path of alternative medicine, thanks to this show, by the way. You know, had I not been on the radio 10 years ago and decided that I needed to really just learn, this was something that was so important. You know, I wanted to learn about how healing works and take responsibility. In the book, you talk about the illusion, and I wanted to ask you about that. About the illusion that I refer to for myself, the illusion that I'm going to be happy with all the cars and all the big job, and then in a swoosh of what some people said, someone said to me, with the swoosh of a pen, everything is gone. But everything isn't gone, is it?
No. No, it's not. The illusion is created by fear. The illusion gives you the experiences that you need to grow spiritually. The illusion has no effect upon someone who's authentically powerful. The illusion has no effect upon you when you're in love, when you're compassionate, when you are in awe of life, when you're grateful, when you're appreciative. The illusion cannot touch you. But when the illusion does touch you, it pulls you powerfully, magnetically, it appears as though this is the way the world is. It's brutal. You've been betrayed. You have every right to be angry, jealous, despair, whenever in despair. When you feel as though you want to kill someone or you want to kill yourself, when you're loathing yourself, when you're feeling ugly inside and unworthy of life, that is the illusion. The illusion is empty. That's why following it cannot bring fulfillment. Only love can do that. And creating authentic power is learning how to distinguish within yourself the difference between love and fear, and choosing love all the time, no matter what's going on inside of you, such as rage or jealousy or sexual craving or addiction or despair, and no matter what's going on outside of you, such as being betrayed or someone being brutal to you or your home being foreclosed or getting cancer or AIDS. When you create authentic power, you become the master in your life, of your life. You become the authority in your life. You become the artist, and your life becomes the canvas. Until then, your life is an experience. When you begin to create authentic power, your life is an experiment. Before you create authentic power, you are a victim of your experiences. After you create authentic power, or as you learn to create it, you become the creator of your experiences. This is what our evolution now requires. And it's not as though you must do it. I don't suggest that anyone take what I'm saying as so. I suggest that you not take anything that anyone says is so just because they say it, whether they say it from a lectern or a pulpit or write about it. Instead, see what you feel about it, what you hear. Do you resonate with it? Do you feel that there's something there that might be valuable for you? Or are you instantly pushing it away and having an emotional reaction against it? That's a kind of resonance too, except it's activated a frightened part of your personality that is threatened by what you resonate with.
Yeah.
So experiment with your life.
Yes.
That's what you have it for. We're in the Earth School. This span of time between the birth of your personality and the death of your personality, for you to learn to grow spiritually, for you to grow spiritually. And now that we're becoming multi-sensory, everyone is becoming involved in this process. Expanded perception, multi-sensory perception, is a gift from the universe. You don't need to do anything to obtain it. You are acquiring it, and you'll find ways to strengthen it and develop it. But creating authentic power is something else. Our new potential needs to be brought into being. It requires emotional awareness. It requires your volition. It requires stepping into your life consciously. It requires consciously participating or contributing to the evolution of your own soul. This is new in the human experience, and it's the most exciting transformation that we've ever had as a species.
Wow. Gary, I want to tell everyone about, I want to make sure everyone gets a chance to go to your website, seedofthesoul.com. Seedofthesoul.com. And also, this is the 25th anniversary edition. I want to take a minute to talk about, you know, the study guide and what you've prepared, if we could, because, you know, part of what I love is you talking about the experiment. I also love the idea that as I embarked on that very important defense that I was doing, that's what they call it, by the way, isn't that kind of funny? The defense that I was doing for something that I studied and believed in, I was embarking on that and pulled out your book. I got to have a real live experiment, and I've been experimenting with some of the things that you presented here and decades ago. All along the way. And I got to tell you, Gary, I love experimenting with you.
It's wonderful to experiment with your life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But honestly, for me, having some tools, having some knowledge, is something that helps me personally. So tell folks a little bit about the study guide, because I think that is an enormous gift from you.
Thank you so much. I feel that it is the best gift I could have given. My spiritual partner, Linda Francis, and I co-created that. And we have, for a long time, wanted so much to support people after we meet them, after they read the book, after I speak with someone on a show like this one. And we haven't had a way to do it. Yes, we have books that we've written, and we have some events that we give publicly, and we have a 5-day summer retreat at Mount Hood every year. But we didn't have any ongoing kind of support. So the purpose of this study guide is to help people reading The Seed of the Soul to apply to their lives, to their everyday lives, the principles and the content in The Seed of the Soul in concrete and practical ways. At the study guide, by the way, is 85 pages. It's very significant. It's about one-fifth of the book now.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a chapter, a study guide chapter for every chapter in the book. And each one of these study guide chapters has some thoughts. It has some questions, and they're not test questions. They're questions to help you look at yourself, to help you learn about yourself and see if there's anything that you want to change about yourself, and then how you might best do that. It has life lessons. It has exercises. Each study guide chapter is different, so it has a different combination of these things. Then, after I wrote the study guide, I wrote mostly the thoughts at the beginning and some of the initial questions, and then Linda began to contribute the interactive, deeply probing kind of things that go into the study guide. She's so wonderful at that, and I love the study guide now. It's a combination of our creativity. But when it was done, I had the idea, I would like to talk to people directly. And that required an online extension of the study guide. So we created another website. And every study guide chapter in the extension has a video that I recorded and an audio meditation that I recorded. And it introduces the Authentic Power Guidelines. So there's 17 videos and 16 audio meditations in this study guide as well. And I'm so pleased and gratified to be able to offer this, because now wherever I speak about authentic power, which is pretty much wherever I speak,
yeah,
because that's what I love talking about,
yes,
I can support people afterwards. I can give them ongoing support. And not only that, you'll also see when you get to the online extension of the study guide, and by the way, all of this is in the book, in the back of the book, all of the links, all of the chapters, the study guide.
Yes.
You'll also see on the online extension something that we've also created called Life School. And Life School is ongoing real-time support. Every month we give a webinar with live streaming video, with live question and answer that people can ask us directly what's most important to them, with small group interactions, 3 or 4 people, and you can talk to people around the world who are also creating authentic power. It provides a large learning library that's growing every 2 weeks, and you access it by topic. It includes an online spiritual partnership forum, a community online, so you can connect with other individuals or other study groups and see what they're doing and how their what their experiences are. And the study, the Life School, can either be a follow-on after you have studied The Seed of the Soul and used the study guide and been in a study group, or it can be concurrent, because questions will come up in your study group or for you individually, and you'll want to ask us them directly, and the Life School offers that opportunity. So this is now what we can offer. And so when I speak to you, I can do more than plant seeds or answer questions that people might have had in the moment. I can offer this array of support. And through the new, the 25th anniversary edition of The Seat of the Soul, anyone can have an extensive study experience, experientially, practically, of the things that you and I are talking about now on your show, and go to the website and talk with other people or join the Life School. I'm just thrilled with these things. We have been thinking for some time, how can we continue to support people after we leave the Earth School? Mm-hmm. And so we're putting the tools of that into place now. And these are some of them.
You know what I love, Gary, about this? And for those of you that are not familiar or have not gotten to the website yet, I got a couple of instant feedback messages. I will give it out again. Absolutely. Seatofthesoul.com. But Gary's right. When you go to the book, as I have, and you go to the study guide, the links are right there. And if you're like me, you go to this, you go to the study guide, and you're reading this. And this brought tears to my eyes, Gary. And I read down and I looked at the commitment, making my spiritual growth my highest priority. And then I looked at how you signed it. And you signed this, "Love, Gary." And I cried. I cried tears of gratitude. And I am just so grateful for you and how amazing and generous you are with providing these tools to people like me. I'm someone that didn't think I was going to get out of the Bronx. You know, I was abused at age 7, but it didn't become who or how it played out in life to be according to somebody else's script. But I was so struck by this, Gary, when you wrote, "Love, Gary," and I got it, and I felt your love. I get you love people.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That. You know why it's wonderful, Pat? Because when you get that, you can't get that without being that.
Mm.
That's your love for people you're feeling, and it's reflected. You know, it doesn't matter how often somebody says, "I love you," or signs something love. You're not going to really get it like you're describing it until you love people too, until that touches you. And that's what we were born to create in our lives. That's the creation of authentic power, really. It's the how to create mastery in your life. It's the how to become humble and clear and forgiving and loving. It's the how to create harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life in a way that these intentions flow through your life, flow through your personality into the Earth School, like the breath of a musician through a flute.
Mm. And, you know, Gary, one of the things that I also love about what you speak to, you don't really shy away from the issues. You don't really shy away from your own life journey and your own truth. You don't really shy away from a conversation about addiction. You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and I want to bring this up for a minute, because I was speaking with someone the other day, and we were talking about, you know, where are we in the world? What's happening with our level of addiction? And I can only talk about my own personal experience with addiction, right? That's all I can talk about. Because when you've gone down the path of addiction, you know what that's like. You know what it takes to move beyond it. But you have talked so openly about this and so powerfully that it gives us, those of us that too, you know, have experienced it, You give us not just hope, but you help us face that part of ourselves. And now here it is included again. And I wanted to ask you about what that message is for people in this world where there is such a seduction right now to addiction. The seduction to addiction is what I meant to say there.
Well, if there is anyone listening that's thinking this is a conversation that's not for me because I don't have any addictions,
right?
Give yourself a little space there, because the reason I say that is everyone has frightened parts of their personality as well as loving parts of their personality. An addiction is a frightened part of your personality. It's the strongest. It's a part of your personality that's completely out of your control. It's a part of your personality that is in the control of external circumstances. It's your greatest inadequacy. So before you say, I don't have an addiction, when I say give yourself some space, I mean step back a little bit and look at your life and say, and ask yourself, is it possible that there's any part of my experience, any part of me, that might be out of my control? For example, can I stop eating whenever I want to? Once I'm eating chocolate chip ice cream, can I stop with one teaspoon? Do I have a problem stopping smoking? Am I having a problem giving up that one glass of wine with dinner? Do I keep saying to myself, it just loosens me up, what is no harm in one glass? Am I still drawn to pornography or have sexual fantasies? Do I still feel like gambling or drinking or smoking? Do I still do drugs? Do I feel that that's an important part of my life? Well, not everybody feels those things, but everyone has a frightened part of their personality. As you go into it, the frightened parts, you'll find those that are very powerful, and eventually you'll find some that are very powerful. Mm. And that's where your work is required. You know, when I know my addiction was to sex, mm-hmm. and the first part of healing an addiction is recognizing that you have one.
Right.
And I was engaged to someone, and she said, you have a problem. And I said, I don't. No, I don't. I'm a loving person, and whenever I'm with a loving person, we make love. Isn't that beautiful? That's the way the world is. She said, you have a problem, and you better look at it if you're going to be with me. So I really wanted to be with her. So I started by saying, well, I don't think I have a problem, but I'll look at it. And that progressed steadily over a few months to, okay, I've got a problem, but it's no big thing. To, okay, I've got a problem. Okay, this is a problem. This is a big problem. And then, oh, no, I'm out of control. I can't stop. That's when the work begins. And then it is the work of challenging a frightened part of your personality. And that doesn't mean just having a sexual craving and not acting on it. It does mean that. It means more, though. It means looking at the pain that acting on that craving will mask. That's the pain of powerlessness. That's the pain of feeling unlovable and wanting to be loved, needing to be loved. That's the pain of wanting to belong and not belonging. That's the pain of seeing yourself as intrinsically defective or inherently flawed. That if people could see you the way you see yourself, the way you really are inside, they wouldn't want anything to do with you. It's self-loathing. It's self-hatred. And we all have the pain of powerlessness.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, before this evolutionary transformation, this transformation in consciousness, we would mask the pain of power, of powerlessness, by reaching outward, by striving to become wealthy or famous or more good-looking or educated or by having sex or watching pornography or drinking or smoking. But that won't work anymore. Now, in order to evolve, in order to grow spiritually, in order to mature as a personality, we need to look inward at the painful dynamic inside us. Not outward at what triggered it, but inward at what got triggered, and change that. That's the creation of authentic power.
Mm.
And the seat of the soul and the study guide show you how to do that in concrete ways, in practical ways, in your everyday life. It's the text of the 25th anniversary edition is the same as the original. I didn't change that. I love it the way it is. So if you, I'm always suggesting, and I do suggest that if you've read The Seat of the Soul in the past, reread it, because you will. It won't change, but you change. And as you change, you begin to see different things in it. And what you're seeing is the rich potential of your own life coming into your awareness. Now, reread The Seat of the Soul, but this time, if you've already read it, read it in the 25th anniversary edition and use the study guide.
Yes.
And go to the online extension. And if you feel that it will be helpful to you, enroll in the Life School. And this way now, I feel so good that we can support people anywhere, anytime,
mm-hmm.
when they need support, whether they're in Australia or Kansas City or San Francisco or New Guinea or Chile. It's wonderful because the emergence of multisensory perception is not an American phenomenon or even a Western phenomenon. It is a species-wide phenomenon. We are transforming as a species, and it's happening lightning fast. Three generations is less than a nanosecond in evolutionary time. But that's what's happening to us now. We are on the ground floor of a new human species.
Mm-hmm.
We are pioneers. That doesn't make us better than anyone else. But it does mean that we are awakening to a thirst for harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And we're awakening to that in a world of discord and hoarding and mm-hmm. exploitation and competition. So what do we do? That's what millions of us are asking ourselves now.
Yes.
That is
yes.
the question. And the seat of the soul can help you answer that in your own way. It's mm-hmm. not a dogma. There's nothing dogmatic about it.
Wow. Gary, thank you so much for today. I so appreciate you, and I'm honored to have this conversation with you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Pat. And again, please, when you're listening, come to SEAT, S-E-A-T, like what you sit on, of the SOUL.com. And if you're in the neighborhood of Portland, Oregon, or Mount Hood in the summer, please come meet me and Linda personally. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Gary, thank you so much. What a great conversation. The book is fabulous, folks, if you haven't read it. But what Gary and Linda have put together in the study guide, it is epic. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.